Here we go.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Fat Bear Week delayed after a large bear kills a rival bear. NPR, October 1st, 2024, by Bill Chappell. During Fat Bear Week, a competition at Katmai National Park and Preserve in Alaska that lets fans crown the bear who added the most weight as they prepare for their hibernation cycle, a male bear, 469, killed a female, 402.
The scene was captured by a live webcam on the Brooks River. The two bears engaged in a lengthy and violent fight in deep water at the river's mouth, a clash that ended with one bear dying and the other dragging her body ashore. After the shocking death of 402, the unveiling of the 2024 bracket was delayed.
Very difficult to see. I mean, 402 is a beloved bear by each and every one of us, Mike Fitz, the resident naturalist, said in a video in which he and two Katmai Park experts discussed the incident.
It's an uncommon thing to see, but not completely out of the question.
I honestly, you know, I think we're all in a little bit of a loss of words, Fitz said.
Come on, let's go on a bear hunt. We're going on a bear hunt.
And now, here is Bear Witness, or Kill Only Tim, written by Duncan Flaster, directed by Aaron Soler, performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, October 7th, 2024.
So is this your first time at Fat Bear Week? I usually work alone, kid.
Not just that. This is my first time in America. We do not have this Fat Bear Week in Romania.
Your English is very good.
Thank you.
I guess it would have to be you being a journalist and all.
No, Fat Bear Week only happens here, this time of year, in Alaska. Katmai National Park and Reserve. This is where it all goes down. It's a special time, and with my camera, I hunt them down.
And so people wait for these bears to get very fat, and then they shoot them. I mean, for what? The meat? Is bear meat very...
Wait, no! This is an ursine body positivity movement. In the fall, these large boys enter a physiological state known as hyperphagia, in which they eat nonstop and can gain up to 4 pounds in a single day. We just vote on which bear will get the fattest.
I don't understand.
It's like whimsical and shit. You know?
As a photographer, it's a perfect gig. I come in for a week, capture vivid images of these majestic beasts for the online voting sites. Everyone oohs and ahs over how gorgeously zaftig they become over their annual week of gorging themselves on salmon before hibernation. A king or queen is crowned, and then I go home. Fat Bear Week is my favorite part of the year.
And you come out for these nighttime photos specifically?
I get the scoop on these. Everyone else wants the daytime shots, but like they say, bears never sleep, you know?
Really?
Metaphorically. What is hibernation but a very long sleep?
But I mean that there are always some bears who choose the nighttime for their meanderings.
It's strange. When my editor first assigned me the story, I googled Fat Bear Week, and I got a very... very different information about some sort of homosexual gathering in Provincetown, Massachusetts. Yeah.
That's just Bear Week. This is Fat Bear Week. And while the Provincetown bears may indeed be fat and are often similarly admired for their bodily abundance, it's a very different vibe.
Fun, if that's what you're into, but not really the same thing.
Mm. It's so strange, the ceremony... No offense to Americans, I don't want to stereotype, but I'm surprised that there's no shooting, or what do you call trophy hunting?
You shut your mouth! These bears are sacred! They are a symbol of all that is good in this world!
I don't know what you have back where you come from, but this is a national park. Katmai National Park and Reserve. The animals are protected. There's no shooting here. Look, look at that sign over there by the entrance. What does it say?
It's a little bit dark here. Hold on. Sign says, take only pictures. Mm-hmm. Leave only footprints. Kill only Tim. Who's Tim?
Time. That's supposed to be kill only time. Looks like some of the letters have worn away. But anyway, the point is, we are here to appreciate and celebrate the bears and their ascent into glorious, plump rotundidity. You put that in your story.
I will.
Good. Sorry if I was a little hard on you, kid. These bears mean a lot to me. Now, you ready to head into the park proper? You got your notepad?
Like you got your camera.
That's right. We're going to get along fine. You follow me.
So you do this every year? How long have you been coming to Fat Bear Week?
Going to write about me in your article?
You don't mind. You're my viewpoint character, how you say. You're not offended.
Heck no, Stephanie. I'm flattered to be your Fat Bear Week ambassador. To have people read about me in a Romanian travel magazine, why, I think that'd be just fine.
I think you're very brave. These bears are very dangerous, are they not?
I think you're very beautiful. No, the bears aren't dangerous on purpose. They're only concerned with fattening themselves up to survive hibernation. We stay far enough back, we'll be fine. And with my telephoto lens... Wait! Freeze.
What is it?
See there? In the river?
Wait, is that...
That's Bella, number 430. Oh, look at her splashing in the water there. Not a care in the world. Her mother taught her to fish, and that gives her an advantage.
So beautiful. So loud, I didn't expect that.
Oh, yes, they have their happy noises when they catch the salmon. Bears can be quite vocal when finding those tender morsels of fish.
Fantastic. You know, I'm so happy I came. I get to bear witness to all this beautiful animal.
Bear witness, that's hilarious.
Oh, I suppose it is.
Oh, look, she's caught a salmon! Sockeye!
Oh. So vicious. It's so visceral.
Yes, that's what we come for. Nature red and tooth and claw.
Oh, look, another one.
Oh, how lucky are we? From his markings, that's Edward. He's number 12. That's strange. He's not as fat as the other bears are. Come on, Edward, you should be packing on the pounds. This is no way to survive the torpor of the winter months. He's almost gaunt for a bear. Something must be wrong. He might not survive this year if he goes on like this.
How sad.
He barely shows up in my photo.
Wait,
this is strange.
What is it?
He's not showing up in my photos at all. You see?
Where is he?
Look, I can see Bella 430, but Edward 12 doesn't appear on film. How is that possible?
Well, they can certainly see each other. Will they fight?
Oh, absolutely not. These bears are only interested in feeding for the winter. This is a... Oh my God! What is that? He's a those teeth! I've never seen fangs like that on a bear! He's biting her! He's biting her neck! I've never seen this before!
Her neck.
I know what this is. This is a vampire bear!
A vampire bear. A bear pyre.
Ridiculous.
There are more things in heaven and earth, Alex, as they say in your Hamlet. Don't forget I'm from Romania, with such things, if not commonplace, more readily understood. It's uncommon for vampirism to transmit to the animal community, but when it does, the consequences can be disastrous for the ecosystem, if not life as we know it.
She's down for the count. Is he sucking her blood then?
I'm afraid so. Bella 430 is doomed, unless, of course, she will rise as another vampire bear herself in a few days. On the bright side, Edward 12 is certainly nourished for his hibernation. He won't get fat, but he'll have all the sustenance he requires before going into his crypt. I mean, Kate.
Should we do something? Like, kill it?
I knew this contest was about killing bears in the long run.
And of course we don't want to kill real bears, Stephanie, but this is a bear pyre.
Are we in danger, Stephanie?
In theory, no. Well, the vampire bear is a solitary creature and only preys on its own kind. We should be in only as much danger as encountering a regular bear in the wild.
Oh, great.
Something to avoid, certainly. But as long as we don't draw attention to ourselves, we should be fine.
Damn it, my phone! Who the hell's calling me right now?
We should go. We should go now.
Drew, I told you not to call me when I'm shooting bear photos. You could have ruined the shot.
Put the phone down, Alex. Alex, put the phone down.
Look, I said I would load the dishwasher when I was done tonight.
Alex!
What? Oh, shit. I gotta go, Drew.
It's seen us. It's coming closer. It's not aggressive yet. Having just fed, but it's very curious.
What can we do?
Well, we should back away slowly. Traditional methods of combating human vampires are to scatter seeds on the ground, since vampires are anal retentive and we'll need to count them all. A crucifix? But of course, bears famously aren't religious. Where there's always garlic.
Well, I don't have any garlic with the food I packed. Damn my unsophisticated palate.
Look, the full moon is coming out from behind the clouds.
What is that? Look, that's Jacob, 233. He looks strange.
That is not Jacob 233 as you knew him, I'm afraid. That is a bear wolf.
He's attacking Edward 12.
Yes. Bear wolves and vampire bears are natural enemies. Let's get out of here while they are distracting each other.
Good call. Damn, this is going to put the kibosh on the rest of Bear Week.
Yes, quickly. Let's run.
This has been Bear Witness or Kill Only Tim, written by Duncan Flaster, directed by Aaron Soler, featuring Elena Lozonski and Carrie Morris, with live Foley by Duncan Flaster. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, October 7th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. Like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook. And you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.